This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To be together Thursday, September the 20th. If Jennifer were here, Victoria, I would remind her that now we are two-thirds of the way through the month of septembre en français. Septembre. Can you say that? Did you learn? Are you good at languages? Did you do well in French? Septembre.
I was pretty much forced to take French my whole life, so.
So she has a good attitude toward it, I can tell.
Yeah.
All right. So Jennifer is among the missing today. We'll pick up the rear. What is the old expression? Something about picking up the rear. So we'll do that. Not necessarily do we have to go to the rear. How about you go to the front of the bus, Victoria, and bring us up to date on what's trending?
Well, the Kavanaugh hearing is just keeps going. This is the trending item, and this is what everyone keeps talking about. Now, the latest is the Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley has set a 10 a.m. Friday deadline for Christine Blasey Ford's legal team to respond to his request for her to speak to the committee, which he had originally set Monday as the date for her to publicly testify. Kavanaugh would also have to testify about the assault allegations that date back to when she claimed she was in high school with Kavanaugh. It is obviously a lot of people are talking about this because she came forward, her attorney came forward, said she was fully willing to testify as long as the FBI looked into the incident. The FBI has already investigated Kavanaugh, though, and Grassley has said that this isn't even their jurisdiction, that there really isn't precedent and reason for them to be investigating a sexual assault claim. So it's kind of been in limbo, and her legal team apparently has not responded since Wednesday, and no one seems to have heard from them. And so Grassley said if there is no response by 10 a.m. on Friday morning, they're moving forward with the vote for Kavanaugh to become a Supreme Court justice, which I think makes sense. How much longer can we, you know, drag this out? He also requested an unredacted form of the, or unredacted version of the letter that Christine Ford had originally sent to Dianne Feinstein. So he wants to see what was redacted and what that whole letter
who did
entails.
The redacting would be my question.
That's
who's
a great question.
Redacting?
I don't know. It would appear that, I guess, Feinstein did out of a request from Ford to remain anonymous, but she's no longer anonymous. So it is interesting to see what has been redacted. And I think that Grassley's doing a fair job with this. It's, you know, how much
he's
more
always been
leeway
fair. I think,
can you...
Grassley has a good reputation for being even-handed, fair, intelligent, sort of almost pedantic. He's one of these people that very, very slowly moves ahead, kind of like a turtle. He's thoughtful. He's thought of, I think, with respect. He's not crazy left, crazy right. He's just very
thoughtful. Well, I think he's handled
right.
This. Look, this is a very odd situation, and
sure
I think and he knows that this is a hot button issue for a lot of people, especially women, and especially women on the left. So I think that he's handled this in a very respectful and caring way. But you know, if she's not going to come forward and testify, what was the point of bringing
that's
any
right.
of this up?
Yeah, that's a great question.
I always want to believe someone. You know, I always err on the side of believing someone who says that they were a victim first. But at the same time, what are you doing to the whole movement? If you're moving, you know, if you're throwing these allegations around and then you're not even willing to show up, what was the point of even coming forward with your name and
your
identity?
That's what I don't understand is she has already, maybe she's messed up Kavanaugh's reputation, but also her reputation has gone to the wayside because
right.
she went through this whole thing. So I don't know if she's getting really bad advice from her lawyer or her legal team or what's going on, because it seems like way too much. Why would you put your name out there
right.
if you're not going to defend yourself?
Through. Yeah.
Good question. Actually, speaking of things that get throttled up and down the information gets throttled up the pipeline, Hillary says that her campaign was blindsided by the breadth of the Russian social media efforts going back to 2016. One of the people that works with her also speaking out, Jake Sullivan, in an interview said, quote, "We didn't come to understand this was even going on until late in the campaign. It wasn't until the closing days just before the election that we started to realize that maybe something was happening. And it really wasn't until after the election that we came to understand the full scope, the scale of the Russian effort and how the social media aspect of it was amplifying, driving the hacked and leaked documents part of this." One wonders, what do you think about this at this point in time? Why? The reason I bring it up is because it's kind of like what we just said. Why bring it up if you're not going to go all the way to the end of the race? In this circumstance, why are these people bringing this up now? What does it do for them? What does it do for anybody? I don't get what it is that...
I'm not sure where... Is this a new statement or something that she made?
Yeah. This is done... Apparently, this fellow...
That sounds like an excerpt from her book.
This is... Well, a fellow... this guy, Jake Sullivan, was apparently asked her if he could go on the record. The article is called Inside the Clinton Campaign as It Blindsided by the Russian Assault, and it came out 2 days ago in Yahoo News. So, you can figure it out from there.
I think everybody has a different feeling about all of this and the Russian stuff. I think, in my opinion, I think everyone, I think the White House at the time, the Obama administration, Hillary's campaign, and I think even the Trump campaign, to some extent, I think everybody was blindsided when we found out just how many bots were out there and how much, what the depth of the meddling. I think that, from my opinion, from the very beginning, I think Don Jr. took a meeting thinking he was getting some dirt on Hillary. I think there was some Russian stuff luring them in. I think they were at the Trump campaign was very naive. I don't think that they were colluding per se with Putin. I don't think that, you know, I don't think they're going to find that there was a willing and collusion. We'll stick with collusion. I don't think that really came from Trump himself. I think that later on, even in December of what would have been 2015, right? That was right before Trump got elected.
Yeah.
Is that right? Or 2016? Yeah. No, 2016.
2016 is more when the action was.
Yeah, even in that December, I remember Obama in a press conference saying, "All right, well, we're gonna, you know, now we're gonna clap back at the Russians, and we're gonna start putting some sanctions on them," as it became really clear what was going on and how bad it was with the election meddling. And I don't even think that at that point we knew the cybersecurity issues that now, a year and a half later, we know how bad it really was. I don't think anybody did. And yeah. I don't think Hillary's campaign, I think, was so mismanaged, and I don't think that they were even,
well, look at what they were trying
on
to
the
do.
Radar.
They spent so much time trying to discredit Bernie Sanders,
yep,
that they didn't focus on their own stuff. They
exactly
got what they deserved, I think. And I'm I'm certainly not.
Look, you and I both voted for her, that's how I feel too. Yeah. I think that she got horrible advice. Whoever that campaign manager was, I forget his name now. I think he was horrible. I think the whole thing was a mess. And they were dealing with the
listen. If she had listened to James Carville like her husband did, she would have won. Carville is one of these guys that it's winner take all.
he
doesn't mess
around.
But
I think they had a lot of internal. I think they had a big mess going on, and I don't think they even were aware of what Russia was up to.
You can pretty much hang the. And I'm not much on blame, as you know. Blame doesn't fix anything. It's like the small rearview mirror versus the big windshield on your car. But Debbie Wasserman Schultz really made a mess of
completely.
That. And somebody should have hung her out to dry a lot sooner.
Bernie got hung out to dry, too. It was a mess.
It is.
The whole thing was a mess. But
so
I don't
how do
think
you
that
get
anybody
that far?
Knew. that Russia, what Russia was doing behind the scenes.
And I really wish Jennifer were here to put her two cents within as well. How do you get as far as these people did, whether it's Hillary? I mean, I look at Trump. I look at a lot of these things. I remember sort of stumbling into some stuff when Bush was running and thinking to myself, how the hell are these people going to be? They can't run their campaign. How are they going to run the country? And then you think about all the, as much experience as Hillary had, she had a lot more in the political world than did Donald Trump. She's had more political experience than almost anybody who's run for a long, long time for that office. So if they run their campaign like that, are we fortunate they didn't become president, because what a mess they would have made out of the president? I mean, that's kind of the way I look at it.
I actually think, see, now I look at it differently. I think that she was in the same seat as in New York, Senator Joe Crowley, the guy up in Massachusetts who just got unseated by the young person who came in. And I think it was arrogance. And I think it was they got too big. And I think that's the problem. They were too establishment. And when you just take it for granted that you don't need to go visit Wisconsin and you don't need to go visit other states, that, I think, was the real problem. I don't know that it was necessarily just chaos. I think it was arrogance.
Yeah. Speaking of Wisconsin, one of the things that people are going to be talking about as we head down the road to the election and to the end of the year, Wisconsin, known as the dairy state. Wisconsin has had more cows than people. Wisconsin's dairy industry is falling apart at the seams because of Walmart, because of some of the influences of this one outfit. I've been looking at some of the things I've said on my American Family Farmer Show podcast, which you can get at American Family Farmer Show. If you're interested in the family farm, interested in food, interested in health, that's something you might want to listen to, because you pick up tidbits of information like where are the farms going. This last month, 47 dairy farms closed, went out of business, had auctions. And so far this year, 632 have gone out of business because of bad government policy, because of the giant influence of these huge agribusinesses. And I'm telling you, down the pike here, not too long, we're selling ourselves up the river in the food department. That's just one of the many things that is not being managed well. We're not managing our country well. Anyway, here's something. Let's bring it back around to you and how you manage your life. How about losing weight? Are you taking pounds off your bod well with the sensibility? Weight loss support groups are great. Wellness education is great. Organizations with all kinds of members that talk about nutrition and portion control and food planning and all that stuff. It's great. But there's something that's even better and greater and easier than all that. Not that you may not want to participate in those sorts of things, but focus on the benefits of using Calitrin, which is the number one healthy choice for weight loss. You can do it all by yourself. You can do it by going online to toploss.com and deciding, when you look around there, okay, this makes a lot of sense, because the active ingredient in Calitrin is collagen. It's 30% of the protein that your body needs to make muscle. And the muscle pushes the fat out. When you exercise, it burns it off. Bingo, you lose the weight. And the natural digestive enzymes that are in collagen help you also absorb that fat. Good for your joints, good for everything. It's great for your body because collagen is the number one builder of your body. It's the building block of life. So let's get on the program. Toploss.com is the place to go online. Use the code DJV and you get 10% off everything that you buy. Plus, when you've gone through three bottles, the fourth one's free. And that's true as long as you order it. And I use it now for maintenance. Super, super product. Calitrin. Lose weight. Go to Toploss.com. Great name for a website, huh? Toploss.com. 10% off everything. Make sure that you use the box DJV for the benefits. 21 after the hour.
AM 1280. Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
About the DKV show is that it's free. People like that. Not to pay for anything here. We're all set, ready to go in the music world. Important portion of every hour. Kind of like our donation to your sanity. You know how everybody likes to give back? Well, here are a couple of musical stories I think you'll enjoy. Victoria, Kara, and I are set to actually enjoy a little bit of Maroon 5. I'm going to crank this up, Kara. It's called Girls Like You. Not burying the lead. I'm just holding on to the information, Victoria.
Okay.
All right, so the big news, for those who may not have heard this yet, is that Maroon 5, Adam and company, are going to be handling big-time Super Bowl halftime show in the 2019 Super Bowl. Headliners, Maroon 5, special guest appearances for the performance not yet set, Cardi B and Travis Scott are on the short list, it would appear. Is that a good combo, ladies? Maroon 5, Cardi B, Travis Scott, yes?
Well, Cardi B is on this song.
Yeah, so it makes sense if she's on this. I don't know what Travis Scott did with them, though.
Yeah, I was trying to remember. I don't remember him on any of their hits recently, so I don't know if they're just trying to bring in a rapper, or and he's a big name because he's with Kylie Jenner. I don't know.
The statement from the NFL says, quote, it's a Super Bowl tradition to speculate about the performers for the Pepsi halftime show. We're continuing to work with Pepsi on the plans, but don't have any announcements to make on what will be another epic show.
Maroon 5 confirmed this. Adam Levine put this on Instagram and confirmed it, and then the NFL was like, oh, well, we don't really have any announcements.
Yeah, right.
Typical
arrogance of the NFL.
Or just they're behind, they're clueless.
Yeah, they should be in charge of the government then. How about that? Put the NFL in charge of the government. What do you think of that idea, boys and girls? Ooh-hoo.
Am I the only one who's not really excited for the show? I think Maroon 5, they've got plenty of hits, but they're one of the most boring bands in the whole world to me. So
is this an NBC thing? Is it going to be broadcast on NBC, and that's why they picked
Adam? Maybe. This is a very, very safe pick for me.
Isn't Fox do the Super Bowl?
Doesn't it change every year?
I don't know.
I thought it changed.
Because I don't care.
Yeah, I always watch the halftime show. But
yeah, do you? Okay.
Yeah, I thought Timberlake was boring, too, last year, and I like him. But Lady Gaga the year before was amazing. So it's kind of hit or miss, but I was very surprised about Maroon 5. When I saw this, I thought there were other people who would have been better.
So here's how I look at it. The beginning of fall this week, fast forward to halfway through winter, because the Super Bowl takes place February 3rd. We're already talking about it. So how far can we actually be away from spring? Hooray! All right. Anyway, Adam Levine said to Howard Stern a couple of years ago that they very actively wanted to play the Super Bowl. And so now they have a wish come true. Also, in the sort of boy band department, let's move over to U2 and Bono. Bono met with a Pope. Described him as being aghast about sexual abuse in the Catholic Church. Bono met privately with the Pope yesterday at the Vatican and discussed themes that Bono told reporters included capitalism and sustainable development. So why does Bono have... Can I see the Pope? Why would Bono have more starts than seeing the Pope, than me seeing the Pope? I want to go see the Pope.
I think Bono's met with the Pope before. Maybe. I think they've worked on some stuff in the past, Pope, like poverty in Africa and things like that.
Pope, good singer, you think? Like, what do you think the Pope would sound like to sing with you two? Gloria.
Maybe he's a fan of
Gloria,
you.
Yeah. Pope? That could be.
Maybe.
Bono said he told the Pope how it looks to some that abusers are more protected than victims. Man, that's like they're hitting him right in the face with that. And I think that's true. I think most people don't. I don't care about the Catholic Church. I want to know about what you're doing to stop all this stuff.
Yeah.
The culture. All right, so you two and the Pope. Interesting. Making great music together. 28 after the hour here.
Statues fall. Democracy is flat on its back.
Except, don't change your partner. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The more you try to change your partner, the more disappointed you'll be. People, after all, do not change each other. Instead, we merely change ourselves. So many couples fight because one partner wants the other partner to be different. But again, we don't change others. We only have the capacity to influence them. Instead of trying to change your partner, consider spending more energy accepting him or her. The more you can accept your partner for who he or she truly is, the more likely you'll be able to truly love that person, not just the idea of him or her. Your partner is amazing, just like you are. Focus your energy on learning about and listening to your partner rather than making him or her into some fictitious character. No, your partner is not a creation of your mind. He or she is immensely better than anything you can create, so get to accepting instead of changing. For more on relationships, visit drchristianconti.com.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A U.S. Senate hearing still scheduled for Monday to address a woman's claims that Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh held her down and groped her when they were both teenagers in high school. However, a spokesman for the Judiciary Committee says Christine Blasey Ford has not accepted the committee's invitation or any other invitations to make a hearing possible.
In an attempt to find a comfortable setting for Dr. Ford to share these allegations with the committee, we've offered an opportunity to a public hearing, a private hearing, to meet with staff. We've even offered to fly anywhere around the globe to meet with her.
That's committee spokesman Gareth Ventry speaking on Fox News. Christine Blasey Ford's lawyer says there are multiple witnesses who should be included at a hearing, and Ford doesn't want to testify until the FBI investigates her claims. This is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State age and health-related restrictions may apply.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
As you thought, we're back again in the fold on the DJV program. Doug Steffen presenting Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Jennifer is out today. It's Thursday, the 20th of September, and by golly, still, there is a problem thanks to the hurricane. It really, there are all kinds of, as is usually the case with this, Victoria, all kinds of ancillary stories that sort of add to, if you want to call it color, add to the angst, add to the overview of what people actually have had to go through. So if you got, there's no more rain, at least from the sky, but it's almost like it's raining the rivers, the streams, the brooks, all of the way. We have no concept. 60 inches of rain. What does that do? We had 6 inches here the other day in 3 hours from the last of the hurricane, and the little brook that goes through my property was overflowing. I couldn't imagine what rivers in these circumstances, yeah, these places, or even little streams are doing to people's homes. The mold that'll come out of this, homes that'll have to be destroyed. Ay, ay, ay. So what else do you have?
Well, and flooding is really the story right now. So now Hurricane Florence has killed at least 37 people in the Carolinas and Virginia. Rising rivers have actually forced more evacuations yesterday in South Carolina. We've been focusing really a lot on North Carolina, but South Carolina is now taking the focus. Lots of rivers just completely swelling up, taking houses out left and right. And on the interstates, parts of I-95, 35 just crumbled under the weight of all this water. And so basically at this point, there are 27 deaths in North Carolina, 8 in South Carolina, 2 in Virginia. President Trump was in North Carolina yesterday and is surveying all of the damage. And he later traveled to South. He was in North Carolina first, then he traveled to South Carolina. He met with the governor, McMaster, there, and said the storm had likely been the worst disaster in the state's history. The governor said that the rain and the water, it's just beginning. The worst is yet to come, is what the South Carolina governor said. And so basically,
well, cleanup's
evacuating.
Always horrible. What do you do with the stuff? You know, people don't think about that. What do you do with all of that debris? Do you burn it? Do you bury it? What happens to all of the debris from this?
Well, at this point, there's debris that's floating, but the rivers are just so angry at this point. There's really nothing that anyone can do. You just have to wait for the water to recede before you can really assess the damage. They had more evacuations yesterday as the National Guard in South Carolina evacuated people from their homes. In the Longs community of Horry County, as the Waccamaw River kept rising, and I think it started slowly, and then all of a sudden it got out of control. And they said that, and then again, you still hear these stories. There were two detainees who drowned in a police van, and because the deputy
looting.
Driving the van tried to go around a barricade and tried to drive through the water, and the van literally just took off, and these two women who
floating
were
down.
These two women drowned. They couldn't open the doors. And so the high water rescue teams got the deputies out, who they both have been placed on administrative leave, but the two detainees drowned in the back of the van.
Most of the people who have lost their lives, however, are people, if I understand it correctly, who decided to stay and ride out the storm. So if there's no better lesson here from that for anybody who is confronted with this situation, you're staying and then you expect somebody to come rescue you. You know what? You're on your own. I think it's ridiculous. I think you warn people any number of times. The radio was loaded with it. Radio provided a fabulous service down in North Carolina, South Carolina, as always is the case when it comes to news. Go back to when we were all kids. Everybody listened to the radio when there was a problem. Now people sort of go online, but there still is this constant flow of information that is accurate and up to date that you get on the radio, probably not anywhere else. But people who don't listen, don't pay attention and say, oh, no, I'm tough. I can ride it out. You know what? Good. You ride it out and stay there. We're not coming to rescue you if there's a problem. We're just not.
Yeah, well, and the thing is, a lot of people on social media yesterday were talking about the fact that the storm got downgraded really quickly from a 4, then to a 3. It hovered at 3, and then it got downgraded to a 1. And that gave people a false sense of security that it was either safe to stay if the storm hadn't hit them yet, or people went back too soon. And some of the people who have been caught now and been trapped and who really, it's because they did initially leave and they went back too soon thinking that it was okay, the storm was over. Yesterday, North Carolina's governor urged the evacuees to be patient and don't return home yet. He said there's no gas, there's no food, there's no water. First responders still can't get to many different areas. 1,100 roads had been closed. So it just don't go back. The structures are compromised. And then another interesting part, in the middle of a helicopter tour on Monday or Tuesday, the governor of South Carolina actually was surveying the damage in Chesterfield and Marlborough counties, and he spotted two men who were stuck on top of a flooded vehicle and actually summoned a rescue crew to go get them. But who knows how long they would have been there, if they even would have made it, if the governor hadn't seen them in a helicopter. But it's just crazy, and people trying to drive through all this standing water.
It is. Just make no common sense. Just no common sense. So here in the circumstances that we're in, you brought up something that's good. The hurricane force winds and the really the reason for it being a 4 or a 3 or a 2 or a 1 has to do with two things for the most part. The speed the hurricane is moving and the winds that are a part of the hurricane. It doesn't take into account, for whatever the reason, the strength of the rain or the amount of rain. So that's why, you look at those, that's maybe why the system is flawed somewhat. You look at, oh, it's a 1, it's just tropical storm. Tropical storms can carry, by their very nature, if you understand tropical, the word tropical is all about humidity. And humidity is rain. Humidity is wet. Humidity is heavy. And so with all the rain, that's really, as you see here, sometimes it's a blessing when we need rain. And sometimes in this circumstance, when there's too much of it, it's a disaster. I thought it was interesting that Michael Jordan, because he came from Wilmington, North Carolina, played high school basketball there, gave a couple of $1 million to the relief work that's being done by those who are trying to help the victims of the hurricane. He acted quickly, donating a couple of $1 million to assist residents, $1 million each for the Red Cross and the Foundation for Hurricane Florence Response Fund. I wouldn't give the Red Cross a nickel, and I say that all the time. Too bad I didn't give the $2 million to the local response fund. He said, it just hits home. I know all these places. Wilmington, Fayetteville, is that how you pronounce it? Fayetteville?
Yep, that sounds
Fayetteville.
Right. That's
Myrtle Beach, New Bern, where we have a radio station, Wallace. He said, that's where my father's from. So quite naturally, it hits home. I felt like I had to act in a sense, this is my home. He said he has an aunt, cousin, several buddies who live in coastal North Carolina. Also has a nephew who attends UNC in Wilmington, which is closed still because of the damage.
Wilmington's underwater still in many parts.
Wilmington's a mess, yep. So,
but the beach is reopened. So it's one of these storms that we thought really that the coast would get just clobbered, and the beaches have reopened parts of North Carolina and South Carolina. So it really, it's just inland with the flooding is just really the biggest concern.
100 members of the Charlotte Hornets, Jordan owns them, packing disaster food boxes at Second Harvest Food Bank in Charlotte later this week. The disaster food boxes, which provide meals for each person individually, shipped into Wilmington, Fayetteville, Myrtle Beach, and distributed by those who, or to the people who are directly impacted by this. 5,000 food boxes, hopefully by Friday, they say. And so, in addition to that, the Hornets and the NBA merchandising partner Fanatics designed a special T-shirt featuring the Hornets logo and the middle of the states of North and South Carolina surrounded by the words, Carolina Strong. Okay, so we're all copying Boston now. The NBA, what? Come up
maybe,
with your own
slogan. But it doesn't really matter as long as, they're raising money to help people.
Right. So the money for the T-shirts goes to AID. Is that it? $24.99 for this? You get this at an NBA store online, NBAstore.com, or Fanatics.com, or HornetsFanshop.com. If you are so inclined.
I feel like Jersey Strong came before Boston Strong.
No.
Yeah.
D.C. Strong. I don't think that's ever been a thing. But, no, I think this is cool. Apparently, Steph Curry, who's on the Golden State Warriors, and they've won the championship for, the last 4 years or something like that. Steph Curry, Chris Paul, and John Wall, who are all NBA players who are from North Carolina, are kind of doing a similar thing. They've got their own fund, Assist for Hurricane Florence is going on, and they've raised $50,000. And I think their goal is $500,000. And I don't think that's going through the Red Cross, which is good. But it's cool. I mean, J.J. Watt, the football player, raised somewhere around like $75 million last year for Hurricane Harvey. So it's nice to see people who have a platform actually raising money and doing something. But I hope that all of that and these food boxes actually go to people. I mean, we saw with Puerto Rico that half of that stuff didn't actually reach people. So I'm hoping that this stuff actually helps.
Mm-hmm. All right, as long as we are talking about Jordan, let's get to the sports desk and what's going on with Mark Cuban, the Mavericks, he owns them, donating $10 million, Victoria, to a women's advocacy group after an independent investigation found a long history of sexual harassment among team employees. I'm sort of surprised. I've always thought that Cuban had a hands-on approach, and this isn't the kind of thing you'd expect him to have anything to do with or be around or allow.
He didn't allow it, and that was what the investigation found. They found that there were numerous instances of sexual harassment and other improper workplace conduct. The NBA actually conducted this investigation. There were instances that included touching and forcible kissing of women employees by a former team president, as well as other misconduct by a former ticket sales employee and by a former Mavs.com reporter. The probe found that the team management was ineffective and permitted the growth of this type of environment. But the NBA said that they found no evidence that Cuban was aware of any of this, and the former team president was really the one who was behind all this. The NBA commissioner Adam Silver said Cuban reacted swiftly, thoroughly, and transparently to the matter, and that he is ultimately responsible for the culture and conduct. But Cuban said he got very emotional during an interview with ESPN when he was talking about all this. He said he takes full accountability for the Mavericks' workplace culture. He offered an apology to the women involved. And he said, in hindsight, it was staring me right in the face and I missed it. I had a CEO that I deferred to and that was a mistake. So to try to make up for it, that's why he wasn't forced to donate $10 million. That was sort of his own, he wanted to do the right thing. And I think that, you know, he is a really good guy, and by all accounts, I think that this probably bothered him immensely when he found out what was going on.
Yep. Speaking of Shark Tank, last night, speaking of Cuban, Shark Tank on last night, I hadn't watched it for a while, but I do like it.
I love Shark Tank. Is it new?
Great drama.
Or are they the repeats on CNBC?
No, this was on ABC. It was, I think they're starting this season. A lot of the TV shows. Do we have any news about TV shows that are starting tonight? Jennifer's not here, so I thought I'd sort of...
Nothing that you're going to enjoy.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. I'll cut to it. There's a new Chopped on 8 o'clock on Food Network. Brand new Jersey Shore family vacation episode. The gang, of course, is in Vegas. If you're into the live police patrol, live PD, starts on A&E at 8 p.m., runs all the way until like 11.
People's fascination with that stuff.
I don't get it. I don't get it at all. I don't get the Naked and Afraid thing. That's new on Discovery at 8 tonight. Don't get it. Don't get Big Brother either, but that's new at 9 p.m. on CBS.
Nice going, Kara.
Hosted by
Watching
Julie
that
Chen.
Stuff, keep it on the air.
I don't know. Yeah, Big Brother, I don't understand that. And then there's a brand new Shaws of Sunset, another show I don't understand. That's on Bravo at 9 p.m., and that's new. And then
looking
one show
to
I do
the
get.
Real TV shows coming back on the real networks so we can have, you know, real stuff.
Shows. Well, real there is a real show on the Food Network at 10 tonight is a new episode of Beat Bobby Flay. So if you are into some cooking challenges,
that's
is a
not
pretty
a real
good show.
Cookie
yes,
show.
Yes, it is.
Real show.
Oh, my God. It is.
Today, speaking of cooking, is National Pepperoni Pizza Day. Pizza, most associated with the Italians, even though the pizzas began in Greece. Pepperoni pizza is an American slice, however. If you are counting, I'm shocked. More than a third of American pizzas have pepperoni on them. Wow. U.S.'s favorite topping is pepperoni. Out of 2,000 Americans polled, 98% said they love pizza. 3% said they'd rather eat a pizza than have a significant other. Make love to the pizza. 22% said they'd eat pizza at least once a week. 25% surveyed said that they can eat a whole pizza by themselves. Great. Plain cheese pizza is the number one favorite of those surveyed. I like veggies and mushrooms and stuff on them. Unless it's gluten-free, man, that stuff, some of that dough, unless it's thin crust, if you get the thick crust pizza, it's like having it's like eating five donuts. Just sits in your stomach.
Sounds great. I would love pizza to just sit in my stomach for a couple
days. That's what it does.
Yum.
Right. Yep. Then you need Life Change Tea to clean out your gut. It's 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour here on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan and I are going to go through, well, I'll act as the local announcer, or the national announcer. Victoria is actually going to dig into the technology information. For example, Android phones, a focus here. I'm not surprised with this. Everybody's trying to find out where you are. So here you go. If you want to use an Android phone, everybody knows where you are, including the folks at the other end of the 911 call, right?
Well, it's not everyone. It is for emergency purposes. So Google had said earlier this year they were conducting tests to provide better location information when you call 911. That's been a huge problem for all 911 systems. People calling with an emergency from their cell phone, very few people have a landline anymore. And so, but emergency services, if you get cut off from that call, they don't have a lot of data to figure out where you were calling from. And this has been a big problem. They have to go directly to the cell phone carrier, and sometimes there's a court order that has to be involved, and all the while someone is left in an emergency situation with no help. And so Google said they were trying to work on that. And yesterday they announced that the technology is now available in the U.S. through new deals with T-Mobile and Rapid SOS. So that Google has partnerships with both now. They are separate. They're meant to cover as many people as possible when an emergency call is made. So any Android user in a Rapid SOS covered area will have their location sent. Now, this works with over 1,000 emergency centers that covers 100 million Americans. So regardless of what carrier you're on, if you're in a Rapid SOS area, or if you have T-Mobile, then your exact location, they've gotten it down to 120 feet from where you are standing. So it's actually, the technology has really come a long way, and so this way emergency response people can get to you much faster and in a much more accurate way.
I wonder if it's the same technology that you, if I remember, I lost my phone a month or so ago, and I went to my iPad, I could find the phone because
it's the GPS technology. It is that technology. But there's been so much red tape when calling emergency response because they don't have, like, you can find your own iPhone because you have that set up with your own account. But an emergency vehicle or emergency response people, they weren't authorized to use that technology until now. Now Apple announced a similar effort with iOS 12, which you can actually download now. That's the newest update. The new iOS update provides automatic location sharing with first responders when you dial 911 from your iPhone. You don't have to choose this. This is something that now automatically will be shared. So if you have an Android device that's a version 4.0 or above, you will automatically be sharing your location when you call 911. So I think it's a great thing.
All right. Up next, Fitbit in the tech news. First, though, Marvel releasing their first female-led superhero movie early next year.
The Geek Out. DC Comics has had a huge movie hit with Wonder Woman, and now Marvel is sending their first solo female superhero lead in the form of Captain Marvel. Entertainment Weekly recently published a story with a better look and explanation of what to expect from the star, Brie Larson, who's filling the role of Carol Danvers, a part alien and part human pilot. Now, the movie's expected to take place in the 90s and be an origin story, telling how she's involved in a war between the Kree and the Skrulls, but also provide setup for the Avengers 4 sequel and how Captain Marvel gets involved in solving that mess. Captain Marvel hits theaters in March 2019, and we've linked to the article on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? Geico gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the Geico office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
All right, so let's get to that Fitbit news, Victoria.
Yep, Fitbit has announced a new service called Fitbit Care that coaches users on staying well, whether that means sticking to your fitness plan or managing your diseases. It's a premium product designed for healthcare customers or employers and health systems that use Fitbit to keep tabs on their employees' health efforts and to keep costs low. So these users have to download a new app called Fitbit Plus, and that will process data from Fitbit wearables and other medical devices. The app also serves as a social platform of sorts where people can connect in support groups, and employers can post motivating messages. The first users of this Fitbit health device, not surprisingly, are health insurance provider Humana, and which already provides customers with Fitbit devices. And the big goal is for users to connect directly with doctors on the platform. So doctors will, the next level of this, doctors will be able to check in on their patients' daily metrics and ensure that treatment is working on their specific issues.
All right, so that's good news. Very helpful. Thank you, Victoria. 59 after on the DJV program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.